Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Shmuel Aleph. We're learning Perek Chaf Gimel. And as we know, David here is on the run from Shaul. And the Pasuk tells us, Pasuk Aleph, Vayagidu leDavid leMor. They tell David, now who the they is not so clear, but, you know, presumably people that, you know, were living there, maybe some of his men. Hinei plishtim nilchamim bikiila. The Plishtim are fighting with the city of Keila. Keila was a Jewish city, a Jewish town, and the Plishtim were fighting with this with the inhabitants of this city. The Hema Shosim es Hagranos, and the Plishtim were Shosim. Shosim is a language of taking the spoils, and we'll see in a moment that there's a little bit of a difference between Shoses or Shose and some other languages. But they were Shosim es Hagranos. They were taking the spoils of the granaries. They were taking the grain. So the Malbim says that, you know, the Malbim is always very sensitive to the language. And the Malbim says that there's a difference between Nilchamim. Here it says Nilchamim Baki'ila. Right? They were fighting in Ke'ila. As opposed to saying Nilchamim es Ke'ila, or something of that nature. So the Malbim says, what's the difference? Nilchamim b'Ke'ila means that they had breached the city. They were in the city and they were fighting with the inhabitants of the city. They weren't just fighting to overtake the city, let's say to conquer the city. So they conquered, let's say they breached the walls, they conquered the city. That was it. That was their goal. No, here the goal was, they were actually fighting with the inhabitants in the city. They already breached the walls. And they weren't just trying to conquer the city. They were trying to kill the inhabitants. They were trying to terrorize the inhabitants. So that's the Nilchamim bit. So this is more of a threat than otherwise. It's not just that they were trying to capture the city. They were fighting with the inhabitants of the city. What's Shosim es Hagrano? So he says the difference between Shosim and bozes. The Pasuk says sometimes vayavuzu. You know, they took the spoils. What's the difference between vayavuzu and hema shosim? So he said bozes, to be bozes means to take the spoils for yourself, for your own benefit, for your own hana. That's why you're taking the spoils. Shoses means to take the spoils as an act of destruction. My goal is not just to benefit from the city. My goal is to destroy whatever's here. So Vehema Shosim es Hagranos says the Malbim is a stronger language of the Plishtim actively trying to destroy this Jewish city of Keila. Chazal tell us, the Malbim points out, Chazal tell us that this battle was happening on Shabbos, and even though it talks about Vehema Shosim es Hagranos, which Pashup shot in the Pasuk, sounds like they're not even killing people. Right? I mean, again, the Malbim explained that Nilchamim b'Ke'ila means no, they had breached the walls. They were fighting with the inhabitants. But Shosim es Hagranos implies, you know, maybe they were just taking the straw. They were just taking the straw that was in the field. But Chazal tell us that that in a border city, and Ke'ila was apparently a border city, in a border city, you can be Mechalel Shabbos, even if the enemy is just coming to take your straw. Because any type of a breach in a border city is considered to be sakanas nefashos, even though technically they're not coming to attack the nefashos. But nevertheless, any type of a breach is considered sakanas nefashos. You know, this is something that we think about today in Eretz Yisrael. You know, one of the as the world applies pressure for the state of Israel to revert back to pre-1967 borders and things like that. So the main argument that we have against the nations of the world is that, but that's ridiculous from a security point of view. That's ridiculous. You know, the country would be tiny. You know, we wouldn't be able to defend ourselves from any type of threat. And that's exactly what Chazal are saying, that when you have a border city, and of course the border cities are the ones that are most important from a security perspective. So then, even if they're just coming for the straw, even if they're just coming for the granos, you could be Michal Shabbos to protect them and to save them. Okay, Pasuk Beis. Vayishal David ba'Hashem le'mor. So now David, he doesn't want to do things on his own. He asks Hashem. How does he ask Hashem? How did they ask Hashem in those days? Urim v'tumim. Now we'll talk about in a couple of minutes, where did he get the Urim v'tumim from? Right, David's on the run. He's not the Kohen. I mean, the Kohanim were in Nov. We know the Kohanim, last pair of Kohanim of Nov, were slaughtered by Doeg and by Shol. But still, how did David end up with the Urim V'Tumim? So we'll talk about that in a moment. But David asks Hashem, using the Urim V'Tumim, Ha'elech v'hikesi ba'plishtim ha'elech. Should I go and fight? Right before you go to war, you ask the Urim V'Tumim, you ask Hashem, what should I be doing? Should I go and fight the Plishtim? Vayomer Hashem el David, Leich. Go, fight the Plishtim, and you will save Ki'ila. You'll be successful. Hashem promises you'll be successful. Okay? Now, interestingly, even though that was the response of the Urim V'Tumim, Pasuk Gimel says, Vayomru Anshei David Elav. So the men of David, David's men, now come to him, and they say, Hinei anachnu po b'Yehuda yireim. We're afraid, even among the Bnei Yehuda, right? That's your Shevet. David HaMelech, right? Shevet Yehuda, right? Even among your Shevet were afraid. Why were they afraid? Because Shaul was after them. Shaul was trying to kill them. So they're saying, even here in Yehuda, we are afraid of our own shadows. We're afraid of Shaul coming to kill us. V'av ki nelech ki ila el marachos plishtim. And now you expect us to go and to enter literally into the enemy territory. Now the enemy, the Plishtim, are fighting Ki'ila. You want us to go into the Plishtim? We're scared even among Bnei Yisrael that Shaul's going to kill us. Right? Why should we put ourselves into even more danger? That's how the Radak understands. Now, you know, the question here is that why were the men of David, why did they lack, you know, bitachon, if after all, David asked the Urim V'Tumim, the Urim V'Tumim responded, Leich v'ikisav ha-plishtim. That was Hashem's response. So why? How come the people don't say, okay, you know, we hear the Urim V'Tumim. Hashem says, go, you'll be successful, you'll defeat the plishtim, you'll save Ki'ila. You know, what are they so concerned about? So the Malbim says that they were medayek in the response of the Urim V'Tumim. Because what did the Urim V'Tumim say? Leich v'ikisav va-plishtim. So again, the Malbim being very sensitive to the wording, Leich v'ikisa ba'plishtim, lehakos ba'plishtim implies that they would defeat some of the plishtim, but not all of the plishtim. So if they would defeat some of the plishtim, not all of the plishtim, then what would happen? The plishtim would then have a chance to regroup. They would have a chance to regroup, and they would have a chance to then defeat David and his men. So that's why the men didn't have the full bitachon, you know, maybe that David had. Even though the Urim V'Tumim said Leich v'ikisav ha-plishtim, they said, "Well, one second, go and defeat some of the plishtim, but then they're gonna fight us back. So why would we do that?" So that's one issue, one matter of concern that the Anshei David had. Another thing, and the Malbim points out, is that it doesn't say anything here about an ace, right? It doesn't say there's going to be any sort of miraculous defeat. It says Leich v'ikisav ha-plishtim v'oshat haskila. It sounds like go and fight, and you'll be effective. You'll be successful in your battle, in your fight. So that got them nervous. You know, Hashem is responding to the Urim V'Tumim. If Hashem said, "Don't worry about it, I'll make a nace for you. You'll be victorious." Okay, so that could put me at ease. No matter how strong they are, no matter how dangerous they are, it doesn't matter. Hashem said he's going to do a nace, but here Hashem's not saying he's going to make a nace. Hashem's just saying Lech V'Kisa. So that implies some sort of a natural fight. Well, if it's a natural fight, I'm a little bit more nervous. I'm going to go into the enemy territory for a natural fight. I'm a little bit more scared. So that's what the Anshei David were nervous about. So David responds to their concern. Pasuk Dalet, Vayosef O David Lishol Bashem. So David asks again. He asks again. Now the Radak points out that here, again, you know, according to what we just said in the Malbim, so David is asking for real, meaning the men had serious concerns. The men had real concerns, and David was presenting those concerns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Urim V'Tumim, and Hashem would respond. According to the Radak, David was not concerned at all about this. After the first response by Hashem and the Urim V'Tumim, David was fine, he was confident, no worries. We're going to go. We'll be victorious. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to rock and roll. His men, they had questions. So David said, you know what? For them, I'll ask again just to reassure them. I'm confident. I have bitachon. But for them, I'll ask again. Once they heard it the second time, we'll see the second response, right? As the pasuk says, let's read it now. Vayaneu Hashem vayomer, kum reid ki'ila, go down to ki'ila, ki ani no seines plishtim biyadecha. I'm going to give the plishtim in your hands, right? I'm going to do it. So once the men heard that second, right, the second promise, not only the first time, but the second time as well, the men said, okay, you know, I think we can rely on this now. It's not just it's the second time he's saying it. We can rely on it. Now, again, the Malbim here said that here Hashem was adding, he was responding to their concerns. Concern number one, right? It said, v'hilech v'kisa ba plishtim, you're only going to defeat some of the plishtim. Hashem says, no. Ki ani no seines plishtim biyadecha. I'm going to enable you to defeat all of the plishtim. You don't have to worry. Don't think it's only going to be part of the plishtim and they're going to regroup. No, you're going to defeat all of the plishtim. Number two, it'll be miraculous. Ki ani no seines plishtim biyadecha. It's not going to be just a regular battle. It's not lech v'kisa like I said before. No, ki ani no sein. I'm going to do it. It's going to be miraculous. You have nothing to worry about. Oh, it's going to be miraculous. So then they're confident.
So was his non-specificity, was Hashem's non-specificity first time a test?
That's a good question. Right? Hashem was not specific the first time. Was that a nisayon? Was that a test for the men? And maybe they failed, right? That they lacked that bitachon a little bit. And now they had to ask again. And Hashem said, no, I'll take care of you. Right? It's a good question. I'm not sure. That's a good question. Maybe it was a little bit of a nisayon for them. And again, according to the Radak, David was had bitachon. He was fine. He was confident. The men lacked the bitachon a little bit. So maybe you're right. Maybe it was a nisayon, and they didn't pass with flying colors necessarily. Good question. Okay, pasuk hey, vayelach David va'anoshav ki'ilo. So David and his men, they hear the urim v'tumim. So they go on their way to ki'ila. Vayilochem ba'plishtim, and they fight against the plishtim. Vayinhages miknehem, and they lead away their animals, meaning the animals of the plishtim. Vayach bohemaka gedola, they defeat them with a real strong victory. Vayosha David es yoshvei ki'ila, and David saves the inhabitants of ki'ila, just as Hashem promised. Now the interesting thing, the interesting thing that the mefarshim pick up on in this pasuk is, where are the animals? You know, where are these animals coming from? Most armies don't bring their livestock, their sheep, their cows. They usually don't bring them into battle with them. You know, maybe the horses they bring into battle, you know, battle horses. But miknehem, that's not horses. Miknehem sounds like livestock, you know, sheep and cattle. So why do these soldiers have sheep and cattle? So the Radak says, of course they didn't. No soldier brings his sheep and cattle to battle. But The B'nai Yisrael here, the David and his men, were so victorious that they quickly defeated them and chased them all the way back to their cities. And now, once they were in the Plishti cities, David and his men were by the Plishti cities. So now, Miknehem, their animals were there. Their livestock, their cattle was there. So then they took them as spoils. They led them away. Pasuk Vav. Vayihi bivroach evyasar ben Achimelech el David ki'ila, ephod yarad biyada. So now the pasuk, according to the Malbim, the pasuk is now explaining where David got a hold of the Urim V'Tumim, right? You know, we're saying vayishal that David was asking the Urim V'Tumim, he was asking Hashem, where did he get hold of the Urim V'Tumim from? So comes the pasuk and says he got hold of it from Eviasar ben Achimelech, because if you remember at the end of the last parak, of all the Kohanim of Nov, there was one survivor, Eviasar ben Achimelech. He was the lone survivor. So says the pasuk, when he survived, Ephod Yarad Biyado, he took down the Ephod which held the Choshen, which held the Urim V'Tumim. He took that with him, and that's how David got his hands in the Urim V'Tumim through this Kohen, Eviasar ben Achimelech. And that's how he asked the question. Now, the Malbim also points out here that the language of Ephod Yarad Biyado is a strange language. He could have said, and he grabbed or he took the Ephod as he was leaving, as he was fleeing. Doesn't say that. It says Ephod Yarad Biyado, that the Ephod was almost lowered into his hands. So says the Malbim, what does that mean? The Ephod was lowered into his hands. Eviasar is running for his life. All the Kohanim of Nov were just slaughtered. Right? The Pasuk says 85. Well, you know, we said the Mefarshim said there's really many more than 85. Those were just the main, you know, the big shot Kohanim, but it was really many more. I mean, we're talking about it could be hundreds of Kohanim were slaughtered. Eviyasar was the lone survivor. He was running for his life. He didn't have time to grab the Ephod, grab the Choshen. Hashem, with his Hashgacha, Hashem, with his divine providence, ordained and orchestrated that the Urim V'Tumim and the Choshen and the Ephod would land in his hands. It was a miraculous, right? It was miraculous. The fact that he had it was a miracle. And the purpose of him rescuing the Ephod and the Urim V'Tumim was specifically for this purpose. For David to consult about Ki'ilo, should he go to battle, should he not? That was the purpose of Hashem literally being Morid Biyado, being Morid the Ephod Biyado. You see, you know, this is always the way it is. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always Morid Biyadenu. You know, the things we always have what we're supposed to have, you know, when we're supposed to have it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu moves the pieces, he puts everything in place that whatever we're supposed to have, we have at the time that we need it. Pasuk Zion. So now Shaul is notified. David's in Keilah. He went to Keilah to defeat the Plishtim. Oh, so now Shaul says, great, I'm on the trail, right? I'm hot on the trail. I want to get him. Vayomer Shaul, Nikar Oso Elokim Biyadi. This language of Nikar, usually Nikar means it's recognized, right? But here the Mefarshim say that Nikar essentially means that Hashem has given him over in my hands. Look, he's a sitting duck, right? Hashem plopped him into Keilah. I'm on my way. I'm going to get him. Ki nisgar lavo be'ir de lasayim uvariach. And he entered a city that's a locked and fortified city, right? So the Mefarshim explain that the significance of the fact that this city was a locked and fortified city was that David would not be nervous, because he's thinking, I'm in a fortified city. Shaul's not going to come here and get me. I got walls around me. I got gates. I have locks. I'm fine. I'm comfortable, right? Shaul's not gonna get me. So he's going to rest on his laurels. He's going to be confident, a little overconfident, overly confident. And Shaul says, that's why I'm going to get him. I'm going to surround the city, and I'm going to make sure he has no way out, and I'm going to make sure to get David. Now, the Radak points out here that he wasn't expecting anyone to tell David. We'll see in a moment that David finds out about this. The Malbim also points out here that the word Nikar, even though he says Pashup Shad in the Pasuk, is like the other Mefarshim, that David is now given over into the hands of Shaul. But he says, we don't find this type of usage elsewhere in Tanakh, where you have the language of Nikar, meaning like Nimsar, you know, given over. So he says maybe part of the meaning of the word Nikar is related to the word Nochri. Nochri means a foreigner, right? We generally refer to non-Jews as Nochrim. Nochri is a foreigner. And perhaps part of the message here is that Shaul was looking for excuses to kill David. Right? He always had to justify himself, because in reality, David did not deserve to die. So he always had to justify himself. Why am I trying to kill David? So here, what's his justification? Nikar oso elokim biyadi, that David is trespassing. He's a foreigner. He's intruding and invading and trespassing into a city. He has no right to be there. And therefore, that's my grounds to kill him. Morid b'malchus, right? Shaul's always, you know, claiming Morid b'malchus. He's Morid b'malchus. Okay. Pasuk Ches, Vayishama Shaul eskol ha'om la'milchama. So the Mefarshim say that the word Vayishama, which means to cause to hear, not that I'm hearing, but I'm causing others to hear. So I'm announcing, I'm proclaiming. So Shaul gathered all of the people by making an announcement. Let's go to battle. Lo redes ki'ila latsur el David ve'el anashav. And literally, to go and defeat and gather against and defeat David and his men. So the Malbim, interestingly here, says that Shaul did not announce that last part. The last part was just, that was Shaul's intention. What did Shaul announce? Let's go, la milchama laredes ki'ila. So what did people think? What did the soldiers think? Oh, ki'ila's being attacked by the Plishtim, that they heard. Shaul saying, let's go, let's gather, let's go defend ki'ila against the Plishtim. Great, let's go. Right, let's go defeat the Plishtim and defend Keilah. In reality, the end of the pasuk says no. What Shaul was thinking was Lotzer el David v'el anoshav. He knew that David was going to defend Keilah. David would defeat the Plishtim. That wasn't his job. He was going Lotzer el David. He was going to attack David and his men. But that his soldiers didn't realize. Had they realized, they may not have been so agreeable to go. They didn't realize that. Pasuk Tes, Vayeda David ki olav Shaul macharish hara'a. But David knew, says the Malbim, David understood his trickery. David understood that Shaul was macharish. He was keeping this quiet. He was keeping his real intentions secretive and quiet. In reality, he wanted to kill David. He was making it like he was going to defeat the Plishtim, going to save Keilah. He was, you know, making it like he was all righteous. But in reality, David saw right through it. He knew Shaul's coming after him. And again, Shaul didn't realize David would be informed. But David had good spies. He had good people informing him. Vayomer el Evyasar HaKohen Hagisha HaEfod. So David says, I have to consult once again the Urim and Tumim and find out what to do. Pasuk Yud. Vayomer David. Hashem Elokei Yisrael. So David says, Hashem, Shamoa Shoma Avdecha. Ki mevakesh Shaul lavo el Keilah l'shaches lo'ir ba'avuri. I heard that Shaul is coming to Keilah and he's going to attack the city ba'avuri. Says the Metzudas David, Shaul had no reason to attack Keilah. He's just attacking in order to capture me. That's the whole goal of his attack. Now the Malbim, interestingly here, says, again, always sensitive to the wording, that biglali and ba'avuri mean two slightly different things. They seem to mean the same thing, you know, because of me. But says the Malbim, biglali means as a result of a past deed. Okay, so had David said, lovo, that show, kimivaki show, lovo el ki'ila l'shachis la'ir, biglali, that would be because they took me in. Right, David was coming to defend them, so they readily welcomed him. Because they welcomed me, therefore Shaul is coming to fight against them. As a punishment, as a punitive measure, because they welcomed me in. That's what the meaning would be had it said biglali, but it doesn't say biglali. And according to that, they would be punished no matter what, right? They welcomed David in. They're going to be punished, morin b'malchus. But it doesn't say biglali. It says ba'avuri. Ba'avuri means that he's coming in order for them to do something in the future. He's coming. Shaul is coming. L'shachay is later to destroy the city, Ba'avuri, so that they will reveal me, so that they'll rat me out, so that they'll tell Shaul exactly where I am and what I'm up to, and therefore he'll be able to kill me. So now I have to clarify. Since it's not a punitive measure, Shaul's not coming to punish the B'nai Ke'ilah for welcoming me. Shaul's coming to find out where I am. So now I have to find out some information from the Urim V'Tumim. What do I have to find out? Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hayas Giruni Baalei Ke'ilah Biyado. Will the Baalei Ke'ilah give me over into the hands of Shaul? Am I safe here? Right? Do I have to be concerned that they're going to backstab me and they're going to give, you know, they're going to give me to Shaul and then I'm a dead man? And then he says, also I'm curious, Hayered Shaul. Kasher Shama Avdecha. Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Hagina LaAvdecha. Please, Hashem, reveal to me. Number one, will they give me over into the hands of Shaul? And number two, will Shaul come down to Keilah? Vayomer Hashem Yered. Now, all the Mefarshim jump on this pasuk because it reads very choppy. It seems almost out of order. David's asking two questions. Question number one, will the Baalei Keilah give me over to the hands of Shaul? And some of the Mefarshim say the Baalei Keilah were the Chashuvim, you know, the government of Keilah, whatever it was, the city council of Keilah. Will they give me over to Shaul's hands? But then he says, Hayered Shaul. Will Shaul come down to Keilah? Wouldn't it make sense to ask the question in the reverse? The two questions. First, ask, will Shaul come down? That's question number one. Question number two, if Shaul comes down, will the people give me over into the hands of Shaul? Right? It makes more sense to ask those questions. And in fact, the Mefarshim point out that if you look at the response, there was only a response to one of the questions. Vayomer Hashem Yered. So the Urim V'Tumim, Hashem through the Urim V'Tumim, is only responding to the second question, Hayered Shaul, and the response is, yes, Yered. Shaul will come down. What happened to the first question? What happened to the first question? So it's interesting. All the Mefarshim say, they quote Chazal, that Chazal say that you can only ask one question of the Urim V'Tumim at a time. Right? The Urim V'Tumim doesn't answer two questions at a time. It answers only one question at a time. So here, David asked two questions. And he asked them out of order. So the Urim V'Tumim responds to one, and it chooses the second question, because that question really could have, should have come first. So now David realizes, oh, wait a minute. Okay, I made a mistake here. I shouldn't have asked the questions in that order. I should have only asked, number one, Hashol Yered. The answer is, or Hayered Shol. The answer is yes, Yered. Now I follow up, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayomer David, Hayasgiru Bale Kiila Osi. Yes, Anosha Abiyad Shol. Will they give me over to the hands of Shol? Vayomer Hashem Yasgiru. And now Hashem responds to the second question, what David now repeated to be his second question. Yes, they will give you over. You got to get out. You're not safe here. They will give you over to the Shol's coming, and the people of Kiila will give you over into the hands of Shol. Right? They're going to give you right into his hands. So that's how many of the Mefarshim understand here, that David made a mistake. He asked the questions out of order. The Urim V'Tumim responded to the second question, which really should have been the first one. And David said, oh, I get it. I asked the questions improperly. And he re-asks that second question, or what was the first question, he re-asks that question. And the response is, yes, Yaskiru, they will give you over into the hands of Shaul. Now the Malbim, of course, has a whole different approach here. And he says, no, this is not just David making a mistake and asking the questions out of order. No. He says, what was the first question? Hayaski runi bale kila biyodo. That means, will Shaul send a shaliach? Maybe Shaul's not going to come himself. Maybe Shaul's going to send a shaliach. And if he sends a shaliach, so then the question is, are they going to give me into the hands of Shaul shaliach, into Shaul's messenger? The second question now was, will Shaul come himself? So in fact, the order makes sense. Number one, will Shaul send the shaliach and they're going to give me over into the hands of the shaliach? Number two, will Shaul come himself? What's the response? And by the way, he says, that's why it only says, Hayas Giruni. David says, will they give me? Because if it's a shaliach, he's not going to care about my men. The shaliach of Shaul is going to care about me. He wants to bring my head back to Shaul. My men? He'll let them go. As long as they give me up, he'll let the men go. What's Hashem's response? Vayomer Hashem Yered. Hashem responds, no, Shaul himself is going to come down. So he's really answering both questions. Shaul himself is going to come down. He's not going to send a shaliach. He'll come himself. So you don't have to worry. That's your response. So now David says, okay, Shaul himself is coming down. Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayomer David, Hayaskiru Balakila Osivies Anashai. But now the question is me and my men. Why? Because if Shaul himself is coming, he's not just going to want me. He's going to want me. He's going to want all of my men who are accomplices, because it's Shaul, right? He's the Baal Davar here. He's the one who's fighting. He's the one who's the Melech, who views this all as a merida, as a rebellion against his Melucha. So that now the question is, will they give me and my men over to Shaul himself? And what does Hashem say? What's Hashem's response? Vayomer Hashem Yaskiru. Yes, they're going to. Shaul himself is coming, and they're going to give you and your men right into Shaul's hands. You're not safe here. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayakom David va'anashav kishesh me'ozish. So David and his men, approximately 600 men, they get up, Vayetsu mikeila, and they run, because they realize they're not safe. The Urim V'Tumim told them they're not safe. Vayishalchu va'asher yishalochu. Interesting language, many of the Mefarshim understand the Radak Mitzvudas David. Means they weren't really going to any specific destination. They were just on the run. Wherever they would end up, they would end up. The Rashi says, he quotes Targum, that it means wherever was safe for them, that's where they went. They tried to find safety, wherever the safety was. Ulashaul hugad kinimla David mikiila. Shaul was informed, right? They're each being informed. Shaul was following exactly David's movements, and David's being informed about Shaul's movements. Everybody's being informed here. So Shaul is informed, Kinimla David, Mikiila, Yechdal, Lotseis, and he stops going to Kila because there's no purpose anymore in going to Kila if David's not there anymore. Pasuk Yudalid, Vayeshev David Bamidbar Bamitzados. So David settles in the mountains, in the Mitzudos, so like the fortified cities in the mountains. Vayeshev Bahar Bamidbar Zif. He settled in the mountains of the desert of Zif. And Shaul's chasing him. He's trying to find him. But here David's hiding. Right? He's hiding. He's in fortified areas. He's in the mountains. Very hard to find people in these mountains in the fortified areas. And Hashem hides David. It's not just natural, but Hashem hides David to make sure that Shaul cannot locate him, cannot find him to fight with him, to kill him. Vayar David. Now David sees very clearly that Shaul is coming to kill him. This is very clear. V'David b'midbar zif b'chorsha, and David is in Chorsha. Chorsha, the Mefarshim say, is either the name of a place or it means the forest of the midbar zif. But this is where he is, and we'll see in the coming pasuk. We'll stop here for tonight, but we'll see in the coming pasuk that Yonasan is going to come and actually meets up with David to continue their bond and their treaty. So we'll stop here for tonight. David is on the run. And Yirtzeh Hashem, we'll see what happens next week as Yonasan and David rendezvous.